When I was about 12 years old, I used to see these pictures of mermaids in the books and magazines. I was old enough, I knew they didn't really exist. But yet I couldn't help wondering, if they did exist, what in hell would you do with one if you caught it? When I was a lad in a fishing town, an old man said to me, "You can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim. But don't go swimming with a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. 'Cause her hair is green as seaweed, and her skin is blue and pale. And I'll tell you now before you start, you'll love that girl with all your heart, but you'll only love the upper part. You're not gonna like the tail." Then I signed on to a whaling ship in my very first day at sea. I seen a mermaid in the waves reaching out to me. "Come live with me in the sea," said she, "and down on the ocean floor, I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before." So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of tortoise shells she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar upon a silver dish. From her head to her waist she was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Her hair was green as seaweed, and her skin was blue and pale. Her lips, they were a working part. I loved that girl with all my heart, but I only loved the upper part. I did not like the tail. Then one day she swam away to sing to the clams and whales. I missed her fins and her seaweed hair and the silvery shine of her scales. Then her sister, she swam by and set my heart awhirl, 'cause her upper half was an ugly fish, but the rest of her was a girl. Her toes were pink and rosy, and her knees were smooth and pale. Her legs, they were a working part. I loved that girl with all my heart. I don't give a damn about the upper part, and that's how I end this tale.